Bulteria and Banya saw the figure high up on the window ledge. They could hear his shouts, but were unable to hear his exact words. Banya suddenly realised what was happening when she saw smoke and a burst of flame driven on the updraft leap from the conical tower roof. She gripped Tyria's paw.
It's Letho! He's locked in up there and the place is ablaze!
Other otters saw Letho and heard his shouts. They stared in horror at the outlaw, who was edging out on the high window ledge, from which smoke and sparks were belching. Banya Streamdog bit her lip, looking to Tyria.
Letho be burned to death up there! Ain't there anything we can do, lady?
Every otter aboard the raft was watching their queen. Tyria knew she had to do something, and quickly. A vision of Martin the Warrior flashed through her mind. Then she heard him say just two words.
The birds.
She must have said the words out loud because Banya echoed them.
The birds, ma'am? What do you mean?
Tyria beckoned to the osprey and the goose, both hovering down close to her. She pointed at the figure on the ledge.
Can you get him down from there?
Brantalus replied,
I could not do it alone, I am thinking. Mayhaps we could do it together, this one and myself. We could only lift him a short way, but far enough to drop him into the lake. I will help Shellhound. He won't save my life. Will you do it, Uckbeak?
Pandion glared at Brantalus. They had never been the closest of friends. He snapped back at the goose.
Ta-da! I have lifted many big fish in my talons. Anything a honker can do, I can also.
Tyria's patience was wearing thin. She spoke abruptly.
Then don't just bicker and argue about it. Get him away from there and drop him into the lake. Do it now.
Both birds sped off toward the blazing tower.